B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Frank, what's up? You're looking for a girl named Molly?
Yeah.
So what happened, man?
All right, we've been seeing each other for a little bit now, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything up until last week was good. It was going perfect. But now I got ghosted. She blocked me.
Jesus Christ. Boy. Little extreme, which usually means.
What last time you guys hung out?
Right?
All right, so there's one thing. I don't want to say it in case that's not it. I'm pretty sure that's why. If it is, I got a legit reason.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's definitely legit reasons, but I can't get through to her, so I can't explain. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. So how about you tell us what it is? That way, if I could just say to her, hey, if it's because of this, he has a good explanation.
Nah. I don't want to put it out there unless it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hate you. Well, what if you had to put a percentage on this being the reason that she's not calling you and blocked you and all that stuff, what would you say it is?
I'm 98%, you know, like.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, okay.
That 2% that gets it. A little cloudy.
Listen,
I'm hoping for that too, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. Right. Okay, so I have a feeling if she answers the phone, we're about to find out what it is. But he says he has a good reason for whatever it is, so.
Yeah, look, it's 100% legit, all right? I got evidence that she needs it. I got documentation. I got all of that. Oh. You know what I mean? So, good.
Okay, all right. Beautiful. All right, so we'll give her a call for you next, all right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Molly?
Yes.
Hi, Molly. My name is Ramiro, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. So we're calling you from Hot 96.9, which is a radio station. And I know it's weird to get a call from us, but can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's actually a really, really good reason why.
Wait. Who the
f***
is this again?
Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. But the reason we're calling you is because we got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. It's a guy who wants to go on a date with you, and you know this guy. So here's the thing. I'm going to tell you the guy's name, and if you agree to go on a date, we'll make it as comfortable as possible to see if you have a chemistry. So you name whenever you name whatever place you'd like to go to, whatever place you name whenever you're free. Like, you just tell us and we'll set the whole thing up, reserve it. You can eat for free, drink for free, and just, you know, just see if you and this gentleman have a chemistry. Sounds good. So his name is Frank, and apparently he said you guys were hanging out.
No, Chris Brown?
Not that
guy.
Not Frank.
Oh.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Nah.
Can you tell us why you don't want to go on a date with him?
He knows why. I'm not going on a date with that guy because he's a piece of shit. He can go to hell with gasoline drawers on. I don't want to see that.
Whoa, it's me. Look, I'm here. Hold on. You're flying off the handle here. Hold on.
Molly, Frank's on the phone. And he heard what you just said.
Frank. It's not like that. I think I know why. I can explain.
New thing. You know why. New thing.
What did you do?
We don't know why.
I don't date that much. I dated this ass right here. I liked him a lot. Let's be fair. And it got to the point where I felt like I wanted to introduce him to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents are very busy. They stopped what they were doing out there day and week. My mother cooked a nice dinner. We sat there and sat there and sat there. And this motherfucker never showed up.
Oh, shit.
That pissed me off. I want to. If he was right here, right now, I'd punch him in his face.
Hold on. Okay. He never showed up.
Okay. Molly, listen. I know. Yes, that's messed
Linda,
up.
Linda, listen.
I know, but I have a good reason. Can I please explain it to you?
Go ahead, stupid.
Frank, why would you blow off meeting her parents and not hit her up about it? Did you hit her up?
Okay, look, here's what happened. It's just 100%. All right, I'm on my way, all right, and I'm running a little late, so I'm driving a little fast, driving a little reckless. I got pulled over, and when they run my license, boom, my license suspended. I got unpaid speeding tickets. I got a couple unpaid parking. Basically, I spent the weekend locked up. Right? I didn't want to call you. I call other people to try to get me out. None of my peoples could come and get me. All right? And I didn't want to bother you with that. And I knew I had to take this one on the chin. So I just had to sit there over the week. That's why I started calling you as soon as I got out on Monday. I couldn't see the judge until Monday. So I started calling you as soon as they gave me my phone back.
Oh, my God. And at that point, you already had him blocked, Molly?
He was blocked in the instant.
Wow.
That is such bullshit.
No, I'm not going to lie about getting locked up.
Hold on, Molly.
That's how legit it is.
So, Molly, you were sitting there with your parents, and like, what did you end up just being like, this guy's a piece of shit? He blew me off, or like, how did?
Well, we were all pissed. Uh-huh. They said, that's not the guy for you. We don't want to meet him anymore.
Wow. So
look, it was stupid shit. You could definitely make this
stupid.
Up.
You're stupid.
She's so Tommy. Funny.
Look, I mean, stupid. Honestly, no, here's the thing. How about this? I think I have a solution. So we do the next date with you two and your parents, and Frank will take an Uber to the restaurant. As far as like, you know, we'll take care of that. We'll take care for four people, Molly, for you, your parents, and Frank, the dinner. You don't want to ruin what could be a great thing over one small arrest.
It's not a crime to drive quick. It's not a crime. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's a crime, but it's not like a big crime. You know what I mean?
It is a crime. It embarrassed me in front of my parents. You disrespected them. Now, maybe if you would have caught me, I would have came and bailed you out. Have you ever thought about that?
You know what? I did it. I didn't want to bother you, but now that I know. See, that's why I want to. Oh. That's why I'm with you. That's
wait,
why
so next time you right get now. Locked up, you can call her.
Yeah.
There will be no next time, Frank.
Jesus.
None.
You sure, no. Ma? You sure?
Oh.
I'm sure.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.